From around the machine's rear strode a tall, colorfully clad man. His hands were clasped behind his back. He wore a black silk tunic decorated with dragons worked in golden thread. A fur-trimmed cloak of yellow fell from his shoulders to the backs of his ankles. He was obviously Chinese, but taller than the soldiers, with a deep chest and broad shoulders. He wore a thin black felt skullcap, the forepart curving toward the bridge of his nose like an elongated widow's peak. His mustached face was grotesquely mask-like, with the flesh drawn tightly over the bones. Bowing deeply, the soldiers dropped all their gear at his feet. He paid no attention to it. A heavyset man wearing sunglasses and a khaki coverall stood behind him, hands on his knees. He was the same man wearing the insignia of the Millennial Consortium they had spied the night before. The tall man's dark gaze flitted over the faces of the Cerberus warriors. There was some force swimming in them that raised the fine hairs on Kane's nape. It was a spark of fanaticism, a single-minded dedication to achieving an inexplicable objective. A trooper offered the man the wooden box Erica had carried. When he took it, sunlight glinted from the gold wire fingernail protector capping his left thumb. A nine-headed Hydra ring encircled the middle finger of the same hand. He lifted the lid and inspected the contents.
One is missing!
The tall man's expression did not change. Closing the lid of the box, he eyed the people meditatively. He addressed Lakesh and Brigid.
I don't know you.
I am Dr. Mohandas Lakesh Singh. This is Brigid Baptiste.
Wei Kang did not respond. Instead, he nodded to Erica.
You I have seen, but not formally met, Tui Tui Jan.
His gaze fell upon Grant and Kane.
You two I remember. Your arrogance made an indelible impression on me.
You are Wei Kang?
I have been called that, yes.
But you were first called the Yellow Emperor, weren't you?
You're not the same Wei Kang we met on Autarkic.
I told you both that we might yet have a chance to do business together. And here we are.
Brigid cast Kane a questioning glance, and he nodded, his face paling.
That's what he said to us, yes. Only the real Wei Kang would know that. You look a bit different.
Younger, more vital, yes.
Not really, no. Just different.
What are you doing here? Nothing to say, Mr. Kane? Nor you, Mr. Grant?
The Millennialist edged forward.
Kane and Grant?
Lowering his sunglasses, he peered intently over the rims at Brigid.
And Brigid Baptiste? Of course. I should have realized. You three have interfered with consortium operations in the past.
And you are?
My name is Werner Musgrave, a representative of the Millennial Consortium.
I hate you guys. What are you doing in China? According to that fat bastard Benedict Snow, the consortium's mission is to dig out the United States.
None of you are in any position to ask questions of us, Kane.
Then perhaps we may reach an accord of communication rather than confront each other as adversaries. We are all reasonable people.
The reasonable man is a shining light under the eye of heaven. A man who uses his mind is not a beast of the field or a creature of the sea. He is touched with the divine.
Lao Tzu?
It is the philosophy of Cao Zhi, 6th century. I've always found his poetry exquisite, even when he was just a child.
I see. What about my proposal?
Wei Qiang scrutinized him silently for a long moment.
Yes, we should indeed communicate. Now, where is it?
Erica met his stare with one of wide, violet-eyed innocence.
Where is what?
Press the wound.
Instantly, a trooper stepped up beside Erica and closed a hand over her bare left shoulder. He squeezed, bearing down. The wooden splinters were driven deeper into her flesh. She sank to one knee, eyes brimming with unshed tears of pain. Sung Cao started to lunge forward, but the butt of a Coleco slammed into the pit of his stomach and bent him double.
That's enough.
The soldier released Erica and stepped away.
Where is the ninth ring, Tui Tui Jan?
Would you believe me if I told you?
Kang nodded toward the trooper, who squeezed her splinter-filled shoulder again.
A woman always speaks the truth under pain.
Not always.
You are not aware of my methods.
Despite himself, Kane felt a surge of admiration for the surprisingly strong-willed woman. Out of the corner of his eye, he glimpsed Lakesh's right hand steal toward his shirt front, a movement that he quickly checked.
You, Tui Tui Jun, have been living a soft life of utter decadence in a place not meant for you. It is time you faced the realities of your situation.
He stabbed a finger toward Sun Cao, who was forced erect and dragged forward, arms twisted up between his shoulder blades. With a foot, Wei Kang prodded thoughtfully at the bundle of sin-eaters, coats, combat harnesses, and copperheads, then bent over and detached one of the small V-60 grenades. Holding it between thumb and forefinger, he eyeballed it closely like a shopper studying an egg at a market.
Open his mouth.
A yellow-uniformed soldier roughly whipped the blood-wet bandage from Sun Cao's head, and another trooper clamped his hands on the hinges of the man's jaw, forcing his mouth open. Sun Cao struggled, trying to pull away.
No! Please! Oh!
Stepping forward, Wei Kang pinched the man's nostrils shut. As Sun Cao reflexively opened his mouth to gasp for breath, Wei Kang used his free hand to cram the grenade into it, leaving only the lever safety ring protruding from between his lips. A trooper took the strip of bloody cloth, ran it under Sun Cao's chin, and knotted the ends tightly at the crown of his head. Sheer terror gleamed in his eyes as his hands were bound tightly at the small of his back. Erica made an effort to rise, but Sun Cao shook his head. Kane felt sweat forming at his hairline. Inserting the tip of the fingernail protector into the grenade's ring, Wei Kiang stared unblinkingly at Erica.
Where is the ninth ring, Tui Tui Jun?
She shook her head, her black tresses screening her face.
I don't know.
Wei Kiang swept the Cerberus personnel with his cold eyes.
Do any of you know?
I do.
And where is it?
Let that man go, and I'll tell you.
Ah. And you had led me to hope you were a reasonable man, Dr. Singh. Remove this garbage.
With one swift, short movement, Kang jerked away the grenade's ring and the lever clattered to the ground. Two soldiers, their slanted eyes suddenly wide with fear, latched onto Sun Cao's arms and dog-trotted him swiftly toward the lip of the ridge overlooking the cove. Stop! Lakesh fumbled beneath his shirt.
I'll tell you!
The troopers pitched Sun Cao headlong over the edge of the ridgeline and then dropped flat to the ground, burying their faces in their arms. Kane spun toward his friends.